What defines the zombie is markedly different than what defines the other monsters, because the zombie is sheer dumb appetite.
That's Dr. David Benesch, a professor in contemporary American literature, film, and pop culture. He's researching the zombie fad and writing an essay on it.
I'm particularly interested in why we choose the particular films and books and stories and films and images, all of these things. Why do we choose these images? What work are they doing for us?
We're seeing zombies in media like we haven't seen them before. I mean, obviously, there's been zombie movies in the past, you know, these sort of like cult films, you know, during the Evil Dead film from the 1980s, I believe it is. And we're seeing it more today, like Left 4 Dead, the video game, you know, the Walking Dead series and video game and comic, as well as the recent release of World War Z starring Brad Pitt. Why the sudden launch of these, like, you know, these zombie films? It seems that post 9/11, there's just a whole bunch of zombie films in there.
You'll notice we've had a rash of vampires, and we had a rash of vampires through the late 90s into the 2000s. And you can go back and think about Buffy, and you can think about Anne Rice and Interview with the Vampire and all of this. And all of that finally works its way down in the culture until you have Stephanie Meyer writing the Twilight series, which basically brings the vampire completely into the culture, right? It's just a figure of the norm. There's nothing outside. There's nothing scary about her vampires anymore. And at that point, in a certain respect, the energy has to shift somewhere. There has to be a new monster. So if you look at the 1980s, what you see is tons of cyborgs. Films like Blade Runner, you can look at the Terminator franchise, etc. The great monster of the 1980s really is the sort of wretch cyborg. And then into the 90s and the 2000s, it's the vampire. And now what we're seeing is the zombie. Well, you can track that stuff, too. You can say that that's not accidental. What's going on in the 1980s? Personal computers are happening. There's an entire revolution in how information and media are being managed in our everyday life. And those are resonant, powerful images that incarnate a whole series of problems, anxieties, and desires that are in our actual everyday life.
Now, you mentioned, you know, the Terminator movies, the tech noir films of the 1980s, and even the vampire films, you know, exploring the sexuality during the 90s. So if those things are translating to one thing or another, you know, the Terminator films into, you know, cyborgs into computers, and vampires into sexuality, and zombies are into this apocalyptic type view, are we wanting the world to end? Is that what society is?
Oh, we always want the world to end. All the monster movies are about, all the great monsters are about the world ending. So that's not even a question. We do desire the world to end, because think about it. You're going along in your everyday life, and your everyday life is horrible and mundane in a lot of respects, right? You're caught in the ruts and the problems of just everyday life and the grind of living an everyday life. And what monsters always point out is an end to that.
So what do you think our next monster will be?
I'm not particularly thinking about what might be emerging, right? Styles will change, fashions will change, and the particular social situation that we're living in changes. And so another image, another kind of body will become the focus for our desires and fears. But what that is, I certainly don't know yet.
That's Dr. David Benesch, an English professor at Western Illinois University. He's completing an essay about zombie culture that will be featured in Pop Matters, which is a website about pop culture. Benesch says the zombie fad reflects real-world problems. He points to stories in which zombies are barricaded away from people. He says that's like building walls to keep a group of people from entering a country. Benesch says the wall, both in the zombie fad and in real life, is a point of anxiety. I'm Chris Lovingood, Tri-State's Public Radio News.